Good morning to you, Lee.
We've got two games tomorrow. First match is at Latrobe Recreation Ground. The home Demons, currently sixth on the table. They're up against Penguin Two Blues, currently second on the table, just behind Devonport by a game and percentage.
Yes, and Latrobe have made two changes to the team that went down by 63 points against Devonport in heavy conditions last week. The Demons regain Mitch Perry and Braden Scott from injury to replace Jacob Woodcock and Nathaniel Triffitt for their clash with the second-place Penguin. The Two Blues have the opportunity to draw level with Devonport on top of the ladder if they can get over Latrobe. Connor Bramich and Jalen Farrelly come in for Penguin, replacing Chris McDonald and Oren Ball. The dominant factor in the Two Blues' impressive win over Wynyard last week was their star-studded midfield, whereby Luke Russell, Matt Elliott and coach Maverick Weller were all prominent and provided full forward Jack Templeton with countless opportunities, and he finished with seven goals. Two Blues ruckman Dylan Bramich was also on top and will have another great battle with in-form Demon ruckman Jade Smith. Latrobe will give their all, but there is too much at stake for Penguin to drop this game, and I expect, Lee, that the Two Blues to get home by a comfortable margin.
And Kim, it didn't seem that long ago these two sides pitted for the NWFL Grand Final a couple of years ago.
Not that long ago.
No.
Latrobe are on the improve, but certainly Penguin are a lot better this season.
The Wynyard Cats last week took on the Penguin Two Blues. Unfortunately, they came off second best, so they'll be chasing a bit of a form reversal, I guess you could say. They're currently occupying third on the ladder as it sits at the moment. They're up against the Ulverston Robins, who are currently fifth this match at the Wynyard Recreation Ground.
Yeah, look, and Wynyard get the opportunity to atone for their lacklustre effort against Penguin and have dropped reliable defender and co-captain Jordan England to the seconds for their clash with Ulverston. Also out of the Cats lineup go the injured Zane Murphy, key forward Stuart Turner, who was unavailable, while Noah Fleming has also been eased to the reserves, along with Geordie England. Returning for the Cats are Zach Smith, who has recovered from a shoulder injury, midfielder Jamison Foreman, and Tasmania Devils youngsters Johnny McIver and Jake Dixon. Ulverston, who were prominent for long periods against Burnie last week, regained Dominic Hay and Sam Mansfield, and of these, Jimmy Richards and Jesse Shepherd to the under-18s and reserves, respectively. The Robins have certainly improved their effort and consistency, Lee, in the latter half of the season, but their back six will need to work overtime to contain the scoring ability of Connor Barling, Callum Kapicki, Jonty McIver and Bo Sharman. At home, the Cats should be able to win their 10th match for the year and gain an 8-point buffer over the fourth-place Burnie Dockers.
Both games start at 2:20 tomorrow, so the running premier, the Burnie Dockers, currently lying fourth, and the ladder leaders, Devonport Magpies, have the bye this weekend. Kim, we've got a couple of games of NWFL Women's tonight, haven't we?
Yes, and a big crowd is expected, Lee, at the Ulverston tonight for the first week of the NWFL Women's Finals, when two matches will be played. In the first game commencing at 6 p.m, unbeaten ladder leaders Ulverston will host the Penguin Two Blues, who finished second on the ladder. The two sides clashed last Saturday in the final roster match, when the Lady Robins defeated Penguin by 28 points, with Amy Bissett, Chelsea Clark, Ashley Corbett and Aspen Orton all prominent. Penguin have had an injury-riddled preparation of late, but coach Michael Marshall has indicated that up to three players are in contention for a recall. The Two Blues will be looking for another big effort from Jodie Revel, Bianca Howard, Nicole Target and leading goal kicker Taylor Marshall. Now, I would anticipate, Lee, that the winning margin may not be as great as last week, but nevertheless, I'm selecting the Robins to get home. And in the elimination final commencing at 7:30 p.m, the third place Wynyard will be up against Devonport, who finished in fourth position. The two sides also clashed last week, with Wynyard successful by 38 points. Kirby Brakey, who will be playing her 100th game tonight, Sarah Maxwell, Alana Patterson and Nikki Ellis with five goals were all prominent for the Cats. And Devonport coach Janelle Rouse will be looking forward to a vast improvement this week from a young side. However, given the depth of Wynyard, I think the Cats will prevail, ending the Magpies' run this season.
Good luck to all the teams this weekend in the Aussie NWFL. On the talk of AFL, if you managed to snap up those tickets during the week, you would have been disappointed, would have been happy at the time. Up to 10,000 was the crowd for UTAS on Sunday. Unfortunately, the Collingwood and Hawthorn game won't go ahead. It'll be transferred back to Melbourne. That is disappointing, isn't it?
It's very, very disappointing, Lee, and it's becoming commonplace nowadays. I mean, you really just don't know where your side's going to be playing.
No, that's exactly right. So tonight, we have a game down at Geelong, the Cats up against GWS.
Yeah, look, and Geelong look pretty settled for their clash with the GWS Giants at Geelong, making just the one change. Key GWS players in Shane Mumford, Phil Davis, Sam Reed, Jacob Hopper and Tom Green have all been ruled out injured, and it's just hard to see the Giants topping the second place Cats. So Geelong easily for me.
Geelong are just like a well-oiled machine, aren't they? They are starting to get things going as we near the finals. Well, enjoy the football over the weekend. We always appreciate your time. We do it every Friday morning, a little after 8 o'clock. All the team selection news ahead of the Aussie NWFL. Get out and support good local footy. Good on you, Kim. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks again, Lee. We'll catch up with you next week.